Yeah, Vargas Falcha, good G and Clark, come on Luke, last gale in a shock to the Smisher, Tom Comack, Argus, by me and Shaw, good G and Nia Clug. Aaron Clara Nuxia, my E, special to know Jimmy Vicky Gallagher, Osquidor. Jimmy joins me to recall on the playing career of one of the greats of Donegal football and Guidor football from another era, the late Paddy Coyle, who passed away to his eternal reward earlier this month in his adopted Meath. We hear from Jimmy Vicky shortly, but first we hear from John McConaghy, Gillan of the club, man, on what is a historic weekend ahead for the club. Well, John, a big on the Fannin Peninsula this week, looking forward to a first ever Ulster Club Championship game for Fannin Gaels ladies, and a first ever Ulster Championship game in Maya Shield Park in Port Salon.
That's right, Tom. It's a good occasion for us. It's something we never thought we would have, like, you know, and I suppose it's unique as the ladies that have got it there, you know. But no, everybody's looking forward to it. It only can happen in ladies football, it can't happen in the men's football. Like, they get a home draw and Ulster Championship, so something to look forward to at the weekend.
Yeah, and winners of the Junior Championship for the first time just a couple of weeks ago.
That's right, we were in the final there 3 weeks ago, and in Glenswilly, the first Junior ever Championship for Fannin Gaels. Got a Junior B already 2 years ago, but this is the first Junior A, and it's our first run on Ulster, so it's a unknown quantity what we're dealing with at the minute.
A big achievement for the club, because well, I suppose ladies football's going a while, but not that terribly long.
No, it's but 3 years ago, we stabbed it at it a couple of years ago, and it didn't fail through again. And but 3 years ago, we made the ladies football, and John Cushman would have done a lot of work with the ladies then. And John kept it for 2 years there, and he got a Junior B Championship and a Junior Gaelic and a Shield. And I suppose John only had, he had a couple of clubs in the cabinet. They said to take a wee break, and that's where it came in. And myself and the three Shields were looking after him there for his last 2 years. So I suppose after 3 years, you would get a Junior Championship, it's a good achievement.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I suppose quite a lot of that team that won the Junior B 2 years ago still there.
I could see them, we lost a good few all the same. They're all very young team, Tom. We're only about maybe two girls that's not at college, you know, staying with the team. The rest is all second level or third level. We lost a few good players now. They've gone over to England to do courses and that, and just to get a break from it.
Yeah. But, obviously, that's a difficulty at this time of the year, and difficulty preparing for championships and Ulster campaigns as well.
That's right, this week now, we're 14 girls away between Sligo, Galway, Dublin, and Glasgow, and a girl away to Spain.
Yeah, so obviously that's one of the benefits of getting a home tie, at least.
That's right, it's nice and place to get the home tie, like, you know, and it's nice to get the game on the report, and back in on the pitch there in Port Salon, like, you know, the pitch is just immaculate, so great credit to the Parks Committee there to get us where we are, that we pitch, you know, as good as you get anywhere now in the county, you know, very proud of it.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about the team. Obviously, looking at your results in Donegal, defeated Glenswilly, who would be a strong side, and defeated Naifmurra as well, another strong side in the Junior Championship, and probably more seasoned and more experienced teams than yours.
Yeah, that's our team is very, very young team, you know, and A lot of very, very good footballers, Tom. Unbelievably good footballers. Maybe lack a wee bit of experience, you know. But as far as football and ability, this is the name we have in the club at the moment.
And you have a few ace forwards as well.
We have a couple of very good forwards there, like, you know, young Ryan Jarrett leading the way at the moment, like, you know, it's a 2-6 in the county final. And couple of summer and nearly get that day against Glenswilly as well, like, you know, and we have Keita Walsh there as well, who's always good for goals, he's a fantastic left foot on it, and we have Ashley McDevitt and Claire Peel inside as well, and we have young Michelle McDevitt. Michelle only about 16, but a fantastic footballer, like, you know, and you have those people around the forward line, you know, the one thing that we're always good for a goal, you know.
Yeah, and you're pretty strong around midfield and in defence as well. All round good team.
We have a good panel and we'll have at least 20 players any 20 or 21 of them start, you know, on Saturday. Like, and that's probably what we have now. We have maybe all year or five really good subs to go with to keep it going.
Yeah, well, there's two things you have there. You have a couple of class forwards and you have strength and depth.
That's right, yeah. That's the thing for this week, you know, it's there now, we can get a performance. And on Saturday, we won't be too far away, like, you know, and sometimes we're a young team, sometimes we perform, sometimes we don't, and sometimes the occasion gets them, but if we get a performance on Saturday, I would rather any team to them, and we're happy enough we can do that, and the girls themselves know that, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of, is there much interest, is the fact that the game is at home created a little bit more interest?
It's great, a great buzz, all right. You know yourself, Tom, really, football just wouldn't be on the front foot in a lot of clubs. Like, you know, sometimes put on the back burner, but we're good for the sport and we're a good committee there involved. And, you know, the fact now that the girls are at home, and I think it's such a great away buzz around the area. And a lot of people are coming to it, a lot of people are looking forward. A lot of people are coming on Saturday to never expect to see maybe at a men's match, they won't talk at a ladies' match, you know.
Yeah, well, the standard is pretty. Those that are coming for the first time, I can tell you, having watched ladies' football in recent years and over a long period, the standard is quite high.
Well, it has indeed, though. It's like every year, you know, I mean, over this last few years, everybody is up the ante. And if you don't, you get left behind. It's as simple as that, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's a learning curve for us, and we know ourselves that we're going to move out of junior and intermediate. We know ourselves we have to up the ante another wee bit of game, like, you know, but there's the girls are there, if they all stay about, they have a good team, you know, just getting on first advantage, how to keep them from, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, you're playing in Scotstown from Monaghan, certainly a strong traditional club in men's football, and obviously a great tradition there as well in Monaghan in ladies' football.
That's right, I was just talking to the PRO, she rang me there the last day, looking for directions, she was telling me they're very, very strong. So the dominant team in ladies' football back maybe 20 years ago, and she says the standards slipped and they're back into intermediate. And she says the only reason they're junior, she says this year that they have to be downgraded because they were going bad, they won 7 or 8 years, and they won nothing at intermediate. And I think it didn't go down too well, but more than the fact that they got downgraded, but they were on in and won the Monaghan Junior Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on a bit, they just talking to me, she said the possibility that they would have come down and stay overnight, like, you know, for the game, and that's particularly the game fairly serious. She says, and that's where Scotstown do their business. There's no half measures with them, they're a big club, and they're amalgamation actually of three clubs. Over the years, there were three clubs that amalgamated together, but she says that they're very, very strong at underage, very, very strong at underage ladies, ladies football, very strong, she says, and they're building it again, like, you know, but.
And
there don't seem to be any scarcity of money in
Well, that certainly would sound they're well organised, but I'm sure you'll find good accommodation. They couldn't come to a nicer part of the world to stay for a night or two.
That's it. There's no two ways about running around Port Salon. It's looking beautiful at the minute, and the new pitch there is on really at the minute, like, you know, so it'd be nice to have them there and just to entertain them and see where it goes from there. You know.
Yeah, and obviously, not only now are you flying the Fannett flag, you're also flying a Donegal flag because you're now representing Donegal as well. I suppose that's an extra responsibility and an extra honour too.
Yeah, that's the first of the county girls after one junior title. You know that we're now ambassadors for the county as well as for Fannett, like, you know, but in fairness to them, they have stepped up, you know, and they've stuck together and the training has been fairly good and everything else, like. It's just this week it hit us hard, this week they're all back at third level, like, you know, so we'll get together over the weekend and maybe play the evening or whatever and see what we can get done, you know, but at this stage, like, you're not going to get much more done, you know, it's hard to work when you're, like, the whole team gone, like, you know, and that's the reality of it, like, you know.
So what's the plan now, obviously, maybe get together Friday night, is it, and?
Saturday, well, we're going to play in the morning night club. Some of the younger girls coming out, for the minor girls coming out, training there along with the senior girls as well, but we've up the number that we get for us, and we'll either meet up with someone in the family. It's going to be 10:30, 10:45 on Friday night when we get back to Dublin, so we can pick up early on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And have a wee bit of crack and a wee chat about it, and hopefully we'll all be relaxed and get at it, you know.
Yeah. You suppose by winning the junior championship, you put yourself in the shop window, and I suppose has lifted the profile of the game and the club, and now a run in Ulster would really be a big boost.
It wouldn't be, Guy, and the good thing about it, Tom, if we could win this game on Saturday, we actually have a home draw again for the semi-final.
Yeah, so that's a great incentive in itself.
Great incentive for it. Like, you know, and I know myself, like, you know, the girls out all tough and everybody switched on, we'll not be far away because we're a good, very, very good football team. No two ways about it. A lot of good girls, a lot of class footballers about the team, like, you know, and it's a matter of everybody blend together on the day. Like, you know.
And I suppose the big question is, have you got everybody? Because normally at the end of a season, you can have niggles and knocks and bruises.
Two or three girls carrying a few niggles and a few wee injuries are it, but you know, again, we have all been making a special effort to try to make it. So we're hoping against Cope, fingers crossed, that everybody's available and that you know, if we can go with a full panel of players, then all the better, like, you know.
Yeah. John, look, it is great to join us. I know you're at the launch of the Ulster Club Championship tonight in Garvahy, and obviously it's good to be there and representing Donegal and your club as well. It's as we said at the outset, a new adventure, a new journey, the beginning of a new journey, hopefully.
That's right, and it's always just up here and admiring around the place here in Garvahy, like, you know, and see where you need to be at as a guard, touch develop and facilities and everything else, like, unreal, like, you know, but that's what I've moved on to, and you know, you have to stay with it.
John, look, thanks again, and the best of luck on Saturday.
No bother at all, Tom.
Yeah, Vargas Falcher, Ash, Gugee, and Clark, coming Luke Class, Gail, and Shocked in the show.
Well, first of all, Jimmy, I'm delighted that you can join me tonight, and I know we probably had you on a few years ago, but we're joining you maybe on a little sad, nostalgic occasion. The news coming through this week that a legend, I suppose, of Donegal and Guido football, Paddy Coyle, passed away at the beginning of the month and was laid to rest. You knew him well.
Oh, Paddy Coyle, yes. We lived beside Paddy Coyle when we came home from America years and years ago. That's where we lived. My father built a house there next door to the Coyle family, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where we learned our football. I learned my football, and Michael, God rest him, learned his football too, and with the Coyles, and with the father, and Jimmy, and Charlie, and Joe, and Bernard. They all played football. Well, Jimmy and Bernard and Patrick played with the county, you know.
Yeah.
I knew them well, sure. We did them inside out, sure. It was a great family, great football family, you know.
Yeah, and Jimmy or Paddy and Barney were about roughly the same age, weren't they? They would have played around the same time.
Well, they were, but Barney would be about 3 or 4 years older than him.
Yeah, yeah.
He would, yeah. Paddy was born on the 23rd of January 1931.
Brilliant.
I always remember his name because my own brother died or was born 3 weeks later in 1931. Yeah.
God, that's a good memory. That's a good memory. And tell me a little about him. He played, I suppose, at a time when Guido were enjoying a golden era, I suppose, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he did. You know, he played well. And that time, he played won the 52, 53, 54 championship. No, 53, 54, 55, sorry.
Yeah, three in a row, yeah.
He was in those three teams, you know.
Yeah. And where would he have played in those teams?
What position?
Yeah.
Well, right foot forward was his best position, you know. Although in 53, when we played in... we played Ballyshannon. No, we played... We played in the Shown, yeah. But Hughie Tim used to play at centre half back, you know, but he was suspended that year. And we took him in, and the good old boy took him in from right foot forward, and they played him at centre half back. And he played for Donegal for all that year, I think, for centre half back. He played great stuff with them too, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, and he won three in a row, wasn't it? 50.
53, 54, 55.
Yeah, and they were again. Karen Donagh, actually. It was Karen Donagh.
Karen Donagh was a bad day too. We beat Karen Donagh by a point.
Yeah.
We beat Four Masters by a big score, I don't know. But Four Masters keeps about 100 wage that day, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we beat St Mirren's again in 55.
Yeah, so that was three in a row. And tell me the other good players that were on those teams with him.
Oh, well, Willie Gallagher and Hughie Tim and his own brother, Barney Carl Barnett, and Paddy McGee from Broad, Charlie Bonner from Crawley, who was in the next door neighbourhood there, where it was quite.
Yeah, yeah.
And Connie Moore and the Carrs, Paddy Carr and Michael Carr. And Cahill Carr and them, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe Cahill wasn't in that time, you know, but that's the lad always be playing with him, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then he went away to college, didn't he?
He went away to college. He went away to himself. There was four or five of them. My own brother was one of them. They went on to Ballyborne.
Yeah.
That's where they went to college, you know.
Yeah, he probably learned a good bit of football down there as well.
A good football, yeah, because I have a picture here, you know. My own brother, Hughie, he was playing too for them, but... on the Munster College or something. I mean, you're my yard, isn't it? You know, maybe you saw that picture yourself.
Yeah, well, I haven't, but it's be certainly a good one to get.
He played football down there with...
probably played in what the famous cup, the one having Munster.
Yeah, I forget, I'm trying to remember.
The Hearty Cup, isn't it?
The Hearty Cup, I don't know. Well, they won that cup anyway, they won that cup, whatever the name, I forget the name.
And he went on here in Taupe and he played with Navan O'Mahony's and in Meath and Centralstown and Meath, where he settled down. We'll talk about those in a moment. But he also played with Donegal for 5 or 6 years, didn't he?
Well, he played with Donegal for, no, he only played about 3 years with Donegal now.
Right.
He played in 1950 and 52 and 55, I think, you know. I think he played against Down and against Cavan. I think it's Cavan.
Yeah.
And Antrim.
Yeah.
He didn't play that much, you know, or to get with the county.
But he was also a captain of Donegal, a junior team, I think.
He did, he captained the Donegal junior team at the Ragan Cup, I think it was, of the Ragan Cup, I don't
know. And I think they won an Ulster Junior Championship as well, did they?
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the year that we played the Paddy Corner there.
Cork, isn't it?
Played Cork, yeah.
Was Paddy playing that day?
Oh, Paddy was playing that day, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But that was a good team too, Jackie McDermott and them.
He was, I think.
52. Oh, geez, the 52 team we played.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we played. Paddy played well that day, you know.
Yeah.
Jim Donach. Because there's only about two of them now alive.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as I know. I see a man from Kenny there. He was a priest.
Yeah, he.
And what's the other man?
Con Halpin, isn't it?
Con Halpin, that's right.
Yeah,
Michael James over here.
Yeah, yeah, Michael
and
James.
And Frankie Brennan, of course.
Yeah, yeah, there's three of them.
There's three of them still alive, yeah.
And tell me, how good a footballer was he?
Well, Paddy was a great forward, you know. He was a great forward. He had an eye for a goal, you know. He could always get good get great goals, you know.
Yeah.
And then that year in 53... He played for Guidor at centre half back against in the championship, you know.
Yeah, you were saying that, yeah.
You were saying that, yes, he had played great stuff at centre half back too, you know. I think he got his place in the county at centre half back.
So he was a pretty versatile player.
Yeah, he was.
But he then won three in a row, which is probably, he had won three in a row senior championships in Donegal. I think he won three in a row then in Navan with Navan O'Mahony.
With Navan O'Mahony, that's what he said. He was told me that, you know. I didn't know that now till the day. I wasn't seeing him there about this time last year.
Right.
And that's what he was telling me that day, that he won three in a row.
Yeah.
I said, you won three in a row with Guido. I said, ah, yes, and they won three in a row there. What happened to man?
And you had seen him up to last year, had you?
Oh, last year. I didn't see him in years till last year, you know. And he was in great form, great, asking about everyone, you know. And all.
Of course, his son, Colin, became a household name as well.
Of course, he said, yes, to himself and Martin, what do you call him? The only two in Meath with three or there in medal.
Martin O'Connell, yeah. And Porrick, the other son, I think, played a bit as well.
Porrick did, yeah. Yeah, Porrick, well, I kind of knew Porrick better than you call him, you know.
Yeah.
Nice man, you know. He played a lot of golf too, I think, Porrick, you know. But I don't think he was big into that, the football like that. But he'd been looking after the Meath Miners, you know, there for a couple of years.
Yeah. And, of course, as you mentioned, the brother Jimmy as well. He was the older brother, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, Jimmy was. Jimmy was the postman, man. Jimmy.
And tell me, I was reading somewhere where Paddy Coyle won a minor championship with Dunloe in 49. How did that come about?
I don't know where it came from, but he played anyway. I don't know much about
that. But that must be the next nearest thing to sacrilege.
No. I mean, all right, you have your fallouts with Dunloe football, but it's over. No, Paddy, I think it was that bad team in Gozo. I don't know if it was the right team or not, but I guess I don't know what, but I remember him playing for Dunlow. I think the Wonder Miner Championship.
The Wonder Miner, yeah, 1940.
I don't know what Dunlow boys was along with him now. I wouldn't be able to name any of them now.
Yeah, yeah.
Might have known them, but I can't remember them.
So he was a good footballer?
Oh, he was a great footballer. He was a great lad, a great sportsman, you know, good crack, you know yourself, you know.
Yeah. Tell me, Jimmy, let's tell the people what age you are.
My age?
Yeah.
I'll be 90 years on the 26th of November, and 2 months. Today is the 26th, I think.
26, yeah.
2 months today, I'll be 90 years if I'm still here, you know.
And you have a great memory, fair play to you. A great follower. I've followed Donegal.
I've followed Donegal all over. Followed football all my life. So that was our lives, and that just all happened through the coils, because we lived beside the coils for years. That's what it was, all football.
Yeah, and did you play much yourself?
I didn't have it at all. I did. I played minor for good old, that's all.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all. No,
it's no. But a fanatic.
Huh?
A fanatic.
It's great to get them. That's where you go. So I do football. So we know them from here to Bundoran and from here to Conmany, and it's all true Gaelic football.
Yeah.
I was down in Kilmany there last year. I don't know what we were doing down there, but we were down. And I was along with my son John. And he said, going to the shop. He was going in for something. And I was never in Kilmany in my life, you know. And this man came down the road while John was in the shop, and he looked. I said, this man can now. I don't know if he knows me or not. I don't know him anyway. I just found the window. You're a great GA man, he said, but I don't know your name.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You were as well known as some of the county players. You would have travelled to games up to quite recently, didn't you?
I was a selector, was only gone for 5.5 years.
Right, what years were they? Did you enjoy any success at that time?
Well, it was the first only gone team that's ever played in an Ulster final.
66.
66, we played and we got a hammer into.
Yeah, it was the first ever televised Ulster final as well, wasn't it?
I suppose it was, you know. And we picked that team across the road, across the O'Donnell's Park, and there's a Kenny and the Gallagher's home, you know, Anthony Gallagher and
Paddy Gallagher, yeah.
That's where we picked the Donegal team that time.
Right.
John McDermott, the Dodger, and Hugh Daly, and Tom Farron, and John Joe Brennan from the row.
Yeah.
And,
it was selection by committee that time, wasn't it?
It was. Every division had their own selectors, you know.
Yeah, and if you didn't get your own man on, you were in trouble.
Well, you'll be trying to get a man. Yeah. That's what happened, all right. But it's a good job that's on the way.
But that was a good Donegal team.
Oh, that was a good Donegal team, surely, you know. It was a good Donegal team. That 32 Donegal team was a good Donegal team too, you know.
Can you recall them at all? Can you?
Yeah, there's a 52 team was your man, the priest, I can never think of his name. The little Kenny man.
Con Halpin, was it?
Patsy Brogan.
Yeah, it was on it.
Pierce Dawson and Barnett Coyle. Joey Tim, Jim Dinach and Paddy McGeehan.
Yeah.
Michael James and Frank O'Donnell. Frankie Brennan. Your man from Killybeg, I forget his name now. He died very young.
Yeah.
I forget his name now. And Robert Collins.
Yeah.
Paddy Coyle, Tom Wickham, and Sean McGettrick.
Yeah, so
that was a 52 team.
Yeah, that's full marks to you, Jimmy. That's full marks to you. That's full marks. That's great for a man approaching his 90th birthday.
Anyway,
tell me, Guidoir is showing great signs of maybe going into another golden era.
Well, they look good enough. They're going. I didn't see them playing in 4 years till the last Sunday. Not last Sunday. The Sunday we're down in Marigan against. Lanty said to the young one, Kathleen took me down, and I went, I enjoyed the game too, you know.
Yeah.
That's the first time I was. But I wouldn't know, geez. I said, I know more of the Lanty's team than I know the Wizard team.
Yeah, but a lot of good young players coming out.
A lot of good young players, you know. Yeah, there's two of them next door to me over the road here, Gillespie and.
Kieran Gillespie, yeah.
And the captain, Niall Freed, you know.
Good footballers.
Two good lads, you know. Nice lads, you know.
Yeah.
Nice lads.
So you'll go to the county final if they make it.
Oh, geez, I'll go. I'll try and make the county final. Well, I think I'll go. Well, I'll tell you this one, Tom.
Yeah?
I could be one of a few. So my club won in 10 championships. I saw them winning 10 championships.
What was the first?
40, 45, 46, 47 and 49.
Brilliant.
53, 54, 55, 61 and what was it, the other one? 02 and 06.
Yeah. God, that's so. There's not many people who can boast of that.
Well, I suppose not, but I saw them anyway.
Yeah. So, and how it's very hard to compare teams between eras, you know. Which was the best of them, do you think?
Well, I would say our best. I would say, but the 45 team and the 61 team, you were based on low.
Yeah.
I think that was a good Dunlow team that day. And we beat Dunlow, you know, well, we always go to one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was, I would say that would be my best two teams. 1945, anyway.
Yeah, who did you beat in 45?
Beat Ballyshannon in a replay.
Yeah.
So we were just down a goal in the semi-final, or in the final, when we scrambled a goal at the last kick of the game, so it went into a replay. And we beat them by 6 or 7 points in the replay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And tell me, who were the best club teams you've seen around that time?
I don't know, of course. Only for Dunlow. I always say that Dunlow made me sure.
There was some great rivalry, wasn't there?
Great rivalry, but all right. People think it was bad. All right, there was one bad day in Dunlow, and funny enough, I didn't see any of it, because when that thing was going on in the town in Dunlow that day, we were watching...
Yeah. They were put behind the wire in Ballybuffet, I think, after that, weren't they, for a while? But it's a great rivalry. It was a great rivalry.
And that's what made the game, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
I know, had great players, you know. They had brilliant players.
Yeah.
And they still have them, you know. You think of Tony Boyle and all those lads.
Yeah,
and
Sweeney,
the boys up in Dewey long ago. Yeah,
Declan Bonner, yeah.
And the Bonners, and they were great, you know.
Yeah. Look, at Jimmy, I'm really, really thrilled to have you on tonight, and really, really enjoy talking to you.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Okay, really enjoyed it.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, go to my good.
Astonish.
That's Jimmy Gallagher there from Gwydor, certainly bringing back the memories. My weakest to Jimmy, obviously John McConaughey, obviously Jimmy Stafford are sound. My weakest to freshen the colour there, August by me rash reach on Shockton Shahogan, Slan August Bannock.